Okay, so we're on Daf Tzadi Hey today. So if you remember yesterday we spoke about an Aksadra is this portico. It's like a chuppah, like Michael said last night. Well, let me 1 second. Let me get the pictures up for you. 1 second. There's one picture. All right. 1 second. I don't know. We didn't. The Asadra was in the more in the other one. Anyway, you remember what it looked like, right? It was here. Well, not like this. It was getting close to that. 1 second. Here. Okay. So we spoke yesterday about this Asadra. This is the picture. You have a roof with four poles, and we had a machlok between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, we could say pi tikra yored b'sotem that the edge of the beam comes down and seals it off. That's the way it works. And according to Shmuel, we can only do it with three sides. We can't do it with four sides. So in this situation, Rav says that you're allowed to carry in the whole thing because it's a Rishut Yachid. And Shmuel says, no, it's a Karmelit, so I can only carry up to Dalet Amot. Okay, so now we're on the fifth line on Tzadi Hei Min Aleph, 95a, the fifth line. So the Gemara says, "Lema Abaye v'Rava, but pluk to the Rav Shmuel k'miflugi." Should I say that Abaye and Rava have the same machloket as Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel bar pluktas. There are disputants throughout Shas, and Abaye v'Rava are also disputants throughout Shas. Now the Gemara explains, "De'itmar." It was stated, "Sikeh gabi achsadra sheish lepatimin." If a person puts tzchach on a achsadra is like this pavilion we said here, but it has ptsimin, so it doesn't look like this. I don't have a picture of it, but it has parallel poles going around, and he wants to create a sukkah for sukkahs, so he says ksheira. So that's davar mochrach. In other words, he has the poles that are up and around, within three tefachim of each other, and he puts tzchach on top of it, so that's a kosher sukkah. Ain la ptsimin, but let's say they don't have those parallel poles. They just have the four poles like we're looking here in this picture. Abaye mark sheira v'rava mark psula. So Abaye says this picture, sir chet, would be a kosher sukkah if I put tzchach on top of it. And Rava says it's psula. So continuing on, Abaye mark sheira amar pi tikra yori v'sotem. Abaye says sheira because I could say pi tikra, the edge of the roof comes down and seals it off. So I have, halachically speaking, four walls. Rav Amar Psula, Lo Amar Pitikri Yoribisotem. Rava says, no, it's Psula. I don't say Pitikri Yoribisotem. So the Gemara says, Lema Abaye Karab. So should I say that Abaye, who says Pitikri Yoribisotem, he Lachora matches up with Rav, where Rav we had yesterday, Varava Kishmul. And Rava, who holds that it's not good, he Mistama holds like Shmuel. So we think we have the identical machloket between Abaye and Rava, as we had yesterday between Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Leave the Shmuel kuliyama lo pligi." So within the Sita Shmuel, Shmuel says that it's not a, it's not. We don't say pitikri over sotaim. So clearly, Shmuel's going to say this is not a kosher sukkah. There's no question about that. And Abaye cannot hold like Shmuel, but ki pligi leave it to Rav. But within the Shita of Rav, one second, let me let somebody else in. Within the Shita of Rav. There's machloket. Abaye Karav. Rav said it was pitikri over sotaim. Abaye says they have a kosher sukkah, so that seems pretty straightforward. But Rava, who says not a kosher sukkah, could also argue that he's within the opinion of Rav. Ad kan lo kama Rav hatam elohani mechitzot lach sadra vidi. So Rav says his shita because the roof, the beams have been put in for purposes of being an achsadra, and there Rav says that it's a kosher, that's a rishut yachid. Perhaps here by the sukkah, where the beams have not been placed in for purposes of the sukkah, maybe even Rav would hold it's not a kosher sukkah. So let's look at Rashi in the first narrow line. Pligi leave it to Rav. Kolomar hadamarava. Kishmuel below Karav, he says that the fact that we said that Rav goes like Shmuel, he says not a kosher sukkah, and not like Rav, Lohi, the Rav Nami Karav Amr Lemilte. The Rav who says not a kosher sukkah could also begin with Rav. Rav said we say Pitek Rior Bisotem. But Amr Lach Adkan Lo Kashari Rav Lenin Shabbat El Dahani Mechitzot Perush Otana Korot Hanatunim Alarba Amudim Deinu Pitek Ror La Sara Advi Lav L'Sukkah. I should have done this one. Lav L'Sukkah L'Shem Sukkah Afagav De Lo Bay Mechitzot L'Shman. Even though we don't need that the Mechitzot, that the partitions are made L'Shem Sukkah from a din usually by a sukkah, but kuli hai mi lo mekalinan. But in other words, we're already like using a kula. We're already using pitikriyori visotem. So I'm already like stretched out. In other words, I'm using something to create the mechitzot. So maybe Rav would say pitikriyori visotem by sukkah, maybe I need that it was placed, that the beams were placed up l'shem sukkah. So it's not muchrach that Rav, who held that it was Rishud Yachid, would say it's a kosher sukkah here. Okay, let me just summarize and we'll take some questions. Okay, just give me 1 second. So we learned yesterday a machloka between Rav and Shmuel about this achsadra. Everybody see the achsadra? It's like Michael said, a chuppah. And I have four poles and then covering on top of it. And the idea is P-tikra, the edge of the roof, comes down and seals it off. So I view it as if it has four walls, according to Rav. And according to Shmuel, I can't say P-tikra when I have four walls. That's the machloka at Rav and Shmuel. Then we had a similar machloka between Abai and Rava. If I have a sukkah that looks like this, do I have a kosher sukkah or not? So Bai says I have a kosher sukkah, and Shmuel says I don't have a kosher sukkah. So we thought Abai says I have a kosher sukkah, he lines up with Rav, and Rava, who holds I don't have a kosher sukkah, he lines up with Shmuel. So the Gemara ends up saying that Rava could argue that his position is also compatible with Rav. Rav held that I'll say pitikri or besotem, that's by stam, by just a structure for Shudiyach and Shabbos. But by a sukkah, perhaps Rav would say, in other words, Rav is already using like this klal of pitikri or besotem. It's like creating sort of imaginary walls, halakhically valid walls, but imaginary walls. Perhaps Rav, when it comes to a sukkah, would insist that it be built l'shem sukkah in order to do that. And we're not talking that it was built l'shem sukkah. So it could be that Rav, who holds that Balsei Pitikri Obisotem Hilkot Shabbos, might agree with Rava that it's not a kosher sukkah. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Since when do you need to have a sukkah lishma?
Yeah, that's what we said. Rashi said, well, we don't. But he wants to say that when I'm using like this idea of Pitikri Obisotem, I'm already stretching like the halakhic limits, so to speak. So maybe then we would say I do need it l'shem sukkah. In other words, I'm already like using something special to extend it. But maybe I need everything to be lined up perfectly. That it has to be maybe l'shem sukkah, maybe not. But that's what the Gemara entertains the possibility.
Tonight's right. Learning.
What?
Tonight's learning. The Zeichem Nishmas, my cousin. Tonight's learning Zeichem.
Yeah.
That's my cousin.
Do you have his name?
Shmuel Moshe ben Mordechai.
Okay, so tonight's learning is Luna Sham of Sal's cousin, Shmuel Moshe? Shmuel?
Correct.
Shmuel Moshe ben Mordechai. Shmuel Moshe ben Mordechai. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good?
Just that the Yoreim Vesotem, the creating of imaginary walls, can you go into a little bit more detail about that?
Well, you know, we have this klal pitikri yorid besotem. Some want to say it's halach l'moshe mi-Sinai, that we say pitikri yorid besotem. It's a klal we use that when I have you know an open wall and I have a roof, and we had this before that I'll say that the edge of the roof comes down and we view it as like a wall that came down there. Okay, all right. I'm going to move on. All right. Let me get back to the picture books. All right, now. Let's take a look. Okay, we're five lines above where it gets wide on Sadi Hayim and Aleph. Okay, 95a. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Mutar. So if you remember in the Mishnah we did yesterday, we spoke about remember the Chatzer had been breached at two points. Let me get the picture book out here. So listen, somebody's got to. Listen, let me go back. I got to mute everybody. Listen, you got to keep yourselves muted. Otherwise, we hear everybody whistling and everybody else. Okay, all right. So if you remember yesterday, we had this chatzer that on Shabbos the wall collapsed, And we had a machloket tanayim whether I'm allowed to carry in the chatzer or not. So Reb Yehuda said that Shabbos I can carry, but in the future I can't carry there. That's what the Tana Reb Yehuda said. Tana Reb Yehuda said, since it was kosher going into Shabbos, I'm going to keep it, you know, with this for that Shabbos, but then afterwards not. And then Reb Yossi says sort of an enigmatic statement. He says, if it's good for this Shabbos, it's good for the future. If it's prohibited for the future, it's prohibited for this Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to try to clarify what exactly does Reb Yossi mean. So let's look back on the Gemara. So five lines above where it gets wide. Reb Yossi Amir Mutarin Ibailu Reb Yossi La Asur La Hatir. Is Reb Yossi coming to Aser or to be Matirid? In other words, is he saying it's good for all Shabbos or it's not good for any Shabbos? What is he saying? So Amar Reb Sheshet La Asur. So Reb Sheshet said Reb Yossi means it's not even good for this Shabbos. It's not good for next Shabbos. It's not good for this Shabbos either. V'chein Amar Reb Yochanan La Asur. Reb Yochanan also says that's what Reb Yossi means. It's prohibited to carry there. Tani Nami Hachi, I learned a brisa that supports this. Am Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says in this brisa his opinion is even clearer. He says Am Reb Yossi Kshem Shasurin Latid Lavo. Just like we're all on the same page that next Shabbos this is not good. Kacha Surin Lo To Shabbat. So too, it's prohibited for this Shabbos. All right, let me just do a few lines. That'll be it. So Itmar Reb Chiya Bar Yosef Amar, and here the Bach has. Reb Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rab is the way the Bach has it. Halacha k'Reb Yossi. The halacha follows Reb Yossi that you're out of gas. If a car comes crashing through your chatzer here, you're out of gas here. Shmuel Amar Halacha k'Reb Yehuda, but Shmuel says halacha follows Reb Yehuda and that I could carry there. Okay, so now let's again focus on the Tana Reb Yehuda. So if the corner wall came collapsing down on both walls, so according to the Tana Reb Yehuda, I could still continue carrying in the chatzer, even though we don't view this as a petach. And then similarly with the house, if the quarter came crashing down, I'm not going to say p'tikri yod b'sotem, and I can continue carrying the house according to the Tana Reb Yehuda. And we had different ways of understanding Reb Yehuda. According to Shmuel, it might be a flat roof, and there were four surfaces. So the Gemara says, but Shmuel says halacha follows Reb Yehuda. Shmuel says that we're lenient, and we can continue carrying in the house and the chatzer. So the Gemara says the first wide line, and we amar Shmuel haki. Did Shmuel really say that? Batnan, we learned the Mishnah. We had this earlier in our Masechta. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Bamedim Amurim. Now here it's talking about if you have a shliach and he has to act from the das of the mishaleach. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bamedim Amurim Be Ruvi Tchumin. But in other words, if I put down an Eruv Tchumin for Michael, Michael had to authorize me to put the Eruv Tchumin. The Eruv Tchumin shifts my residence for Shabbos, so he has to authorize it because there's a downside in that as well, and he may not be happy with it. Of a Beiruve Chatzerot, but when it comes to a Ruve Chatzerot, to everybody participating, to be able to carry in the Chatzer, Ma'arvin Bein Ladad Bein Shlo Ladad, there I can be Mizakehim and participate on his behalf, even without his knowledge. There's no downside to having a Ruve Chatzerot, so there I could do it. But otherwise, with a Ruve Tchumen, I need his permission. But now, concerning that Mishnah, Ba'am Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Halacha k'Reb Yehuda. Halacha follows Reb Yehuda, that by Ruve Tchumen I need authorization, by Ruve Chatzerot I'm good to go. He says, V'lo od, Ela koma kom shana Reb Yehuda Be'erubin, Halacha k'moto. In addition to which, Reb Yehuda said him Shmuel, wherever Reb Yehuda teaches a holding in Eruvin, the halacha is like him. But Amarli Rav Chana Bagdato, the Reb Yehuda, so Rav Chana Bagdato from Baghdad said to Reb Yehuda, Amar Shmuel afilu b'mavu yishnital korto l'chayav. Did Shmuel say that? And we had this in our Mishnah that we did previously, in the same Mishnah that we just did a day or two ago. I think it was yesterday, the same Mishnah we did yesterday. So just like the Tana Reb Yehuda holds that I can continue carrying the chatzer in the house, he also holds that if a korah or a lechi was taken away from the mavui on Shabbos, I can continue carrying there. So So Rav Chana Bar Tzai asked Rav Yehuda, did Shmuel say, even by Imavu Shnitah Kortol L'Chayav, that the halacha follows Rav Yehuda and I can continue carrying there? So Va'amar Lei, and so Rav Yehuda said to him, Be'eruvin Amarti L'Chavalo B'Machitot, that I only said to you by Eruvin, meaning by creating an Eruv, like Eruv Chatzerot, Eruv Tchumin, I said the halacha follows Rav Yehuda, not by Mechitza, not by partitions. So so we have a stira now. On the first wide line, we quote Shmuel as saying the halacha follows Rav Yehuda, that I can continue carrying here. And now we have a statement from Shmuel that the halacha that doesn't necessarily follow Rabbi Yehuda. So which is it? Does it follow him or not? How does Shmuel hold? So Amar Rav Anan, so Rav Anan said, L'didi mefarsh l'minei de Shmuel, it was personally explained to me by Shmuel, kanshin for tzal karmelit, kanshin for tzal rishad rabim, that it means like this, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that whether there's a rishus rabim here, as you see in this picture or here, or there's a karmelit here or a karmelit here, I can continue carrying in both these rishuyot. That's what he holds. And similarly with the Mavui as well. But Shmuel says, halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda only if there's a Carmelit here. If there's a Carmelit here, I could be more Mekil. And he says, like the Carmelit, like the worst case scenario, he would carry from the Chatzir to a Carmelit would only be an Isur Derabanan, but I could be Mekil here in the Chatzir if there's a Carmelit. But if there's a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, I can't be Mekil. That's what he's saying in the end. Okay, let me just summarize a little bit, then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So the first part was pretty straightforward about Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's prohibited for the coming Shabbos, so it's prohibited for this Shabbos as well. And then we had the statement of Shmuel that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, and then we had a statement of Shmuel, it seemed like the halacha didn't follow Rabbi Yehuda. So it came out that Shmuel says we could pass on like Rabbi Yehuda if there's a Rishus Rabbanan here, we could pass him like him, but a Rishus Raisa not. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did? Everybody good? All right, let's take a look. All right, let me go further. All right, so I'm going to the next Mishnah now on Sadi Hayamid Aleph. Okay, this is our last Mishnah of the ninth parak. Okay, Matnitin. Habona Aliyah Gabi Shnei Batim. Here, let's go look at the different picture book now. 1 minute. Okay. Everybody see the picture here? So here you see Rishut HaRabim. The black is the Rishut HaRabim. And here you have two homes. And on top of the homes, a structure is built. Everybody got it? Okay. So Habona Aliyah Gabi Shnei Batim. V'chein Gisharim Mufulashim. You have Gisharim Mufulashim. Do they have a picture here? Yeah. Okay. Here you have a bridge and here you have a Rishus HaRabim. So the issue is going to be, you know, what is the status of the area that's underneath the home and underneath the bridge? So the Gemara says, Abona Ali Al Gabi Shnei Batim, Chen Sharmu Fulashim, means the Gesher that intersects with a public roadway. He says, Metathlin Tachtein Bishabat, Divri Rabbi Yehuda. So Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to carry underneath these structures. Because we're going to say, well, we're going to see it's going to be a combination. He's going to hold that two walls are enough to create Rishut HaYachid, but with that and Pi Tikri or Besotem, you're allowed to carry. So he says here, V'chachamim Ostrim, the Chachamim prohibit carrying underneath the structure and underneath the bridge. Okay? So then the Gemara says, V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, in addition to which Rabbi Yehuda says, this is more of a Chiddush. Ma'arvin l'mavui amafulash v'chachamim osrim, that I can make an Erev means a shitufe mavoad with a mavui mafulash. Mavui mafulash, where the mavui, I don't think I have a picture for this, but one sign, that's where the mavui is open at both ends. Let's see, we got one here. All right, I don't have a picture of this right now, but you remember what a mavui is like, it's an alleyway, but it means it's open at both ends to the Rishut HaRabim. And in Achinami, I'll have a lechi and a kor at both ends, but I can make in a shitufim mavoad with that. Chachamim osrim, chachamim aser, chachamim say that at one end I need to have it tsurut petach. I have to seal it off more. Okay, so all right. So any questions on the Mishnah? Everybody good? What's up, Michael? You good, Michael?
Tsurut petach on one end means you just have a wire, because the lechi or the korah
No. I need two posts and a wire. In other words, lechi or korah would just be a cross beam or a vertical or a horizontal beam.
Right. That was just for a siman, right?
Right.
Those were just simanim. But right. But the Chachamim want a.
In other words, the Chachamim prohibit.
Tzuras HaPesach.
Right.
So it's because they want more than a siman?
Right, right. 100% correct. In other words, they want it sealed off. All right. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. Now let's take a look. So Amarabba, Rabba says, Lo tema hainu tamad Rabbi Yehuda, mishum de kasavar, shtei mechitzot doraita. Don't say the reason for the Tana Rabbi Yehuda that he says you can carry underneath this home here and you can carry underneath the bridge is because he holds that two walls are enough for a Rishon Yachid on Doraisa level. El mishum de kasavar pitikriyod v'sotem. It's because he holds pitikriyori v'sotem, and we'll come to see in the Gemara more. In other words, he it's going to come out that alone is not enough, but he holds also pitikriyori v'sotem. The edge is coming down and sealing it off. So Efe Abaye. So Abaye poses a question to Rabba from the following Brisa. One second. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Efe Abaye, Yeter al Kain, in addition to the foregoing, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnei Shoshnei Batim, Mishnei Tzidah, Rishon Rabim, that Rabbi Yehuda says, if a person, and we've had this before, a person has got two homes on two sides of Rishon Rabim. Let's do a picture here or not. Yeah. Right. So he's got two homes. Here's home A, here's home B. Here's the Rishon Rabim. So he says, Osa lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. He can make a lechi on either side of home A. He says, O korah mikan v'korah mikan, or a cross beam here and a cross beam here. He says, v'nose v'notein ba'emtza. And then he can carry in between the two homes. Amru lo, emar v'n Rishon Rabim mekach. And the Chami said, no, we don't agree. You can't make an Erev for the Rishon Rabim with it. So it seems clear then that Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that just two walls, two mechitzot, are enough to create a Rishon Yachid. So why are you saying from our Mishnah that he doesn't necessarily hold that way? So the Gemara says, so that's what Abaye asked Rabba. So Amar le, imeahin in. From that Brisa, in Achinami, you proved that two walls, according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, makes a Rishon Yachid. Meha lekel mishma mina. But from our Mishnah, one cannot deduce that, at least from the first halachot in the Mishnah, one cannot deduce that. Because he also requires pitikri yorid v'sotem. Now he needs pitikri yorid v'sotem here because, you see, here it's two walls, but he's got a lechi or he's got a korah. Here, he doesn't have a lechi or a korah, but he's got pitikri yorid v'sotem, so he's using something else together with it. So the pitikri yorid v'sotem is contributing to it, but we would not have been able, just having the first two halachot in the Mishnah, we would not have been able to extrapolate necessarily to the halacha that he says in the Braisa. So Amar Ravashi says, manit nami deka. Now, Rashi has two pshatim. I'm going to do the pshat that Rashi prefers. This is his second pshat. Amar Ravashi, manit nami deka. From our Mishnah, one could deduce the pshat, like Rabba said, that from the Mishnah itself, it sounds like initially that we need pitikri yorid v'sotem, which is what we do need. He says, mita katani v'odamar Rabbi Yehuda ma'arvim ma'amim v'fulash v'chachamim osrim. V'odamar Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says, A, he says, in this case, like with the bridge and with this case with the house, so I have pitikri yorid v'sotem, but in addition, even more, even a bigger chiddush, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, that if I have a mavui mefulash, and that's a mavui that's opened up at both ends, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, you know, provided that I have a lechi at each end or a korah at each end, that I can make a shitufe mevoot. So that's more of a chiddush. And the fact that it's more of a chiddush, so iyamre b'shleima mishem de kasavra pitikri yorid v'sotem hainu tani v'od. So if I say in the first halachot, He was using pitikri yorid v'sotem, so then I have a bigger chiddush where I'm just using the lechi or the korah. Eli yamrit mishum deka sabar shtei mechitzot doraita mai v'od shvamina. But if I say in the first halacha is just working with the idea that he's got two mechitzot and that's what's creating his Rishon Yachid, so why would it say v'od? And then just 1 minute, And there's a second Tosfos. He asks, see, from the second part of our Mishnah, it sounds like he holds that two walls make a Rishut Yachid. So if you look at Tosfos, he says, Parach mi Braita. In other words, why is it that Abaye asked the Kasha from the Braisa about the two houses and Lechi the Korah? Why didn't he just ask from the Sefer of the Mishnah? The Sefer of the Mishnah says, with the Mavui Mefulash, Mishum to Matnitin, the Katani of Odomar Rabbi Huda, Marvim, Mavui Mefulash, Shaminin, Shud Rabbim Gemura. In other words, the Mavui Mefulash is not a Rishud Rabbim Doraisa. And the case of the Braisa is Rishud Rabbim Doraisa. And notwithstanding that, the Tana Rabbi Huda says that, you know, two walls and a Lechi or Korah does it. Okay, let me just summarize, then we'll take some questions. So the basic idea we learned in this Mishnah is that the Tana Rabbi Huda first says, he's got two sets of halakot. The first halakot are, if I haven't, the Rishut Rabbim is covered either by a building or by a bridge, so then I'll say that I have two walls, and I'll say, Pitikri Yorid Besotem, the edge of the roof comes down and seals it off, I have a Rishut Yachid, according to the Tana Rabbi Huda, and the Chamim or Mechulak with that. And then the second part of the Mishnah is that if I have a Mavui Mefulash, Mavui that's open at both ends to the Rishut HaRabim, so Rabbi Yehuda says with a Lechi or Kor at each end, I could make a Shitufa Mavod. The Chamim disagree with it, and I mentioned that the Chamim hold that I need a Surah Petach at one end. Okay, who's had questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? What's up? Aaron Moshe, guess, what's up?
I was just going to say, before the Mishnah, it seems to be that Rav is more machma, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't let you carry in.
Oh, okay, we just hold one second. Let me make sure we're done with this sugya. Does anybody have any questions on the sugya we just did? Anybody have any questions on what we just did? Okay, so let me hear back from the previous one. Okay,
just going to say that it seems to be that therefore you read the Agar Sabach, so it's a proof to the Bach that it's Amir Rav Chia Ba'ashi Amir Rav.
The Mechir Barashi Amarav Halacha Karebi Yosi.
Yeah, so it's a proof. So it seems to be that it's a proof to the Bach that it has to be Amar Reb Chia Barashi Amarav because he's Machmer, right?
Well, Rabbi Yossi is speaking about a different topic here. Rabbi Yossi is talking again in the which opinion of Rav are you focusing on? In the beginning, we were speaking about the Achsadra. And now,
no, I'm talking by the end, right before the Mishnah.
Yeah, so that was talking about where I have the breach in the corner.
Yeah,
So
Rav is Machma, right? He said you can't.
Well, I don't know if he's Machmir by every din by Erevin, but in this case, if he's passing like Rabbi Yossi, so he's coming out to a more stringent opinion, clearly.
Right.
All right.
That's a proof of Sabach then.
I'm not following the reasoning when you're saying Aaron Moshe. In other words, we don't know what Rav holds by the Machloket in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. In other words, we have a Machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. We have no idea how Rav comes in on that, and that's not right. So and then so if Rav is passing like one man to Amar, so what do you want to connect that to a previous Machloket or not?
I don't know. I think
All right. I don't necessarily see it, but all right, let me go on. Okay. All right. Anyway, congratulations, everybody. Hadron Lach Kol Gagot. You finished the ninth parak in Erevin. We're up to the last parak. And now it is, as I said to you, it's a change in pace somewhat. And, you know, for our female friends, tomorrow's daf speaks about women putting on tefillin. I won't be giving the daf that night. You'll do that on your own. And on Shabbos, if the weather permits and Sal's happy with it, we'll be giving the daf outside. So I don't know the exact time. I think it's 3:10 this Shabbos. I'm not sure. But
the weather won't permit.
I think it's 3:10. All right, let's take a look. So Hadralach Kugagot. Hamotzei Tefillin. Now, on Shabbos, a person finds Tefillin on the ground, and he's afraid that the Tefillin are going to come, and he can't carry, and he's afraid the Tefillin left there are going to come to be Zion, the dogs are going to eat it, or something bad is going to happen with the tefillin. So So a lot of poskim say tefillin are muksa. They say it's like klisha malachto the isur. So all right, there's going to be a question whether Shabbos is man tefillin or not. So if Shabbos is Mont Tefillin, then they're not Muksa. And it sounds like if you're wearing it perhaps as a tachshit, an adornment, you like the way it looks. So maybe then it would not be Muksa. But all right, hold on 1 second. Let me just finish the Mishnah and then we'll talk for a minute, okay? 1 second, let me get some more pictures up here. Okay, let me get these other pictures here. All right, here's some nice tefillin pictures. All right, 1 minute. All right, so the Gemara says, "Hamotzei tefillin machnisan zugzug." So if I find tefillin on the ground, so I'll put on a pair, I'll put on a yad and a shel rosh, I'll walk to the Rishut HaYachid, take it off, then I'll come back and put on another pair until I clear them away. He says, "Rabbi Gamliel omer shnayim shnayim." Rabbi Gamliel says, I could put on two pairs at the same time. I'll put on two yads and two roshes at the same time, and then I'll clear it away that way. And we'll come to see in the Gemara what the machloket is between the Tanakama, who the Gemara is going to identify as Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Gamliel. It's going to come out that Rabbi Meir holds that Shabbos is Montfilin. It's a mitzvah put on tefillin on Shabbos, according to the Tan Rabbi Meir. So I can only put on one pair at a time, otherwise it's Baal Tosif. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, Shabbos is not Montfilin, but I have to wear it as a takshit, the way I would normally wear it during the week. And he learns that during the week, I could put on two tefillin on my yad and two tefillin on my head. There's enough space for both of them. We'll see. But medvar mu b'yishanot, that's with older tefillin. So again, we don't know what any of these terms mean, but the Gemara is going to explain the law tonight. Means that they're with ritzuot, and the ritzuot are with the knots, the way it would be with a pair of tefillin. Aval b'chadashot patur. But if they're new, meaning they don't have ritzuot, or the ritzuot are not like with the shapes that the tefillin would normally have, so then there's a concern that it's maybe a kameya. So if it's a kameya, an amulet, so then I don't have this heter to clear it away. He says, now, mitza'an sevatim o krichot. Again, we don't know what any of these terms mean. You'll have to wait for the Gemara to turn more, not today's Gemara, but it means if he finds them in pairs or bunches of them. So machshich alein umevian. So he can't bring them all in. It's going to be too many for him to bring. He's got 100 pairs of tefillin there. So he'll just stay guard on them till the end of Shabbos to make sure nothing bad happens to them. Okay, turn page. The top line on the next page is ubesakana mechasan v'holechlo. Let's say it's a sakana. The government is persecuting people who, you know, have religious observance. He's afraid his life is in danger, so he'll just cover them over and walk away. In other words, he can't be seen. It's like, you know, like the Soviet Union, pre-Gorbachev, you know, like nobody wants to have any connection with religion or afraid to. So you cover them and you walk away. Now, we don't know this yet. The Gemara on Shabbos' daf is going to say that's only if it's pshat sakana, but if it's he's afraid for listim, he's afraid that bandits are going to come and they're going to disgrace the tefillin, and he's afraid, like, you know, he can't wear them, you know, and walk back and forth, so he'll walk to less than dalet amot and stop. Less than dalet amot, he'll take the whole bunch of them and he'll walk two amot and stop. He says, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Roshimin says, I don't like the idea of telling people to take something two amot and stopping, because he's probably going to go more than two amot, and then he's going to do Hotzan Shabbos. So I think Rib Shimon says, not on the chavero, but chavero le chavero. You'll set up like a bucket brigade, you know, like, I mean, lahav deal. It was one person to another person. He says, ad shemegi le chatzir chitzona. Okay, please, 1 minute, until you get to the chatzir chitzona. Until you get to the outer chatzir, but it's a makom mishtamer, will be guarded. V'chein b'no, and similarly, if his wife gave birth to his son out in the field on Shabbos, and now, you know, he wants to get the son to a safe place, and he can't carry the son. No l'chavero, v'chavero l'chavero, afilu mea. You can give it to person to person, even 100 people. He says, Rav Yehuda Omer, no tin adam chavit l'chavero. Rav Yehuda says a person can give a chavit, let's say it's filled with water, to his friend. And the Gemara is going to say, again, we don't know what a lot of these cases are. The Gemara is going to say it's a case where the chavit and the water are hefker, so it doesn't have a makam shvita. So he says, so no ten adam chavit l'chavero, and presumably you're doing this either because it's a mitzvah or there's some sakana involved, so I can give it to my friend. And v'chavero, so no ten adam chavit l'chavero, v'chavero l'chavero, afilu chutz tchum. Even if you end up taking chutz tchum, because this item doesn't have any tchum, it's a hefker item. He says, amru lo. So the chamim said back to him, lo talag zu yoter mi raglei baleha, that this is going according to the tzad, that that Chepsei Hefker Kona Shvita, we had this before, that Chepsei Hefker acquire the Makam Shvita of where they were, I think, found, right? All right, well, we'll have to see that. Okay? All right, now who's got questions, comments, thoughts on the Mishnah? What's up?
Would there be an issue of pikuach nefesh for the baby that's born?
You mean, yeah, so it sounds like pikuach nefesh is obviously docha the whole Torah. So it sounds like he does need to get him secured, but I don't know if the child is like, you know, let me see. A minute. Give me one second.
I assume the child wasn't born on Shabbos.
And I think he was born on Shabbos.
Or do you assume that?
Okay, just give me one second. We'll do one thing at a time. Okay, one second. I feel a man, so this is four.
Oh, yeah, but Rashi says B'Shabbos.
Yeah. So I assume that the child is, you know, you don't want to leave the child out in the field, but I don't know if I would say it's like pikuach nefesh per se. I don't know. We'll see further in the Gemara. You'll see later on what, you know, as we tease it out. I don't have a full answer for you.
I guess it depends whose child it is.
All right.
That's some element of sakana.
All right. Any
Why
other questions?
Why can't he put on 10 parrots fillin?
Because, in other words, he doesn't want to do hotza'a. We're going to see in the Gemara now. In other words, so if it's a mitzvah, so I put one pair on film for the mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, it's a tachshit, but it has to be a tachshit. In other words, I don't go around with 100 pairs of tefillin. It's not a tachshit.
I don't go around with two.
Well, we'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara whether you go around with two or not. Okay? All right, let's take a look.
I got a question. If it's not the time for tefillin, it's muksa anyway, whether you wear one or two. What difference does it make? Either way, you're touching muksa.
Yeah. So again, we got to wait for the sugya. If Shabbos is zman tefillin, then it's not muksa.
Not muksa. Right.
But even if it's not the zman for tefillin, it sounds like from the Gemara, I could use it as a tachshit, as an adornment. That's the way it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
You could use one, but you can't use two.
No. Well, let's all just wait. Okay. I can't answer every question. Let's just all be patient. Chill out a little bit. Let's just cover some ground.
But you have to admit you're getting a lot more action than with.
Yeah, the absolutely. Yeah. Everybody came alive now. Okay. It's like everybody came out of hibernation. Okay.
And you don't like it.
Well, it's good. Questions are good. Questions are good. But I, the only thing is, I'll tell you, I think you need to be a little more patient with the Gemara. Let's just cover a little ground, then ask the questions. That's my feeling. But the questions are good. Okay, let's take a look in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Zug Echadin Tfelo. So according to the Tanakhama, I can only take one pair. I can't take more than one pair. I can only put a one. So Lema Tan Stama Dlokura Meir. Sure, should I say that... again, the first opinion in the Mishnah is an anonymous statement. It doesn't mention the name of a Tana. So should I say that statement? Now, normally a Stam Mishnah we say is like Rebbe Meir. Should I say that the first opinion in the Mishnah says I wear one pair? So should I say that I just learned a Stam Mishnah not like Rebbe Meir? He says the Ikar Meir Hamar Lobeish Kol Mashiach Lobeish Otev Kol Mashiach Latov. Remeir holds, and this we had earlier a while ago, but in Masechet Shabbat, remember when there's a fire that breaks out on Shabbos, so Chazal, you know, obviously they can't put out the fire if there's no life in danger, but Chazal felt that if you're limited in what you could take out, because remember a person's Adam Bahula Mamono, a person gets for a tumult with his money, and if you permit him to take a lot, he'll come to put out the fire, so he's limited in what he could take out. So, but the Tana Remeir says a person can wear as many garments as he need and get them out of the place and then take them off. He says, Ditan, because we learn in the Mishnah, Ulushamo tzi ko klei tashmisho, v'lovesh ko mashiach ol obosh, v'tev ko mashiach ol atof, that to the chatz, there's a chatzer, he'll take out klei tashmisho. He says, the things that he needs for using on Shabbos. But the point is, he could wear whatever he can wear and dress whatever he can dress. Now, the idea is that if Lechora, now the Tanakh Amar Mishnah is only one pair of tefillin. Over there, the Tana says, I could wear as many garments as I need. He says, Vahi stam mimayid Reb Meir hi. How do you know that other stam Mishnah is like the Tana Reb Meir? The Katani Allah, because we learn in the Brisa concerning that Mishnah, Loveshu Motzi, that he'll wear, he'll bring it out, Uposhate, take it off, Loveshu Motzi Uposhate, Apilkol Yom Kulo, Divrei Reb Meir. That sounds like Reb Meir. I could keep wearing, take it out. I'm going on a lot. So the question is, can we reconcile that opinion with the opinion in our Mishnah? So the first opinion of the Mishnah. The first opinion of the Mishnah says that I put on one pair of tefillin and no more, and then I bring it, and then but we know that Reb Meir holds I could wear several articles of clothing and bring it to the chatzer. So I'm a Rava, Filutim Reb Meir. So Rava says you could even say that our Mishnah is also like Reb Meir. Hatam derech mobusho kichol shavu rabbanan. It was over there. We're going to do the way he would dress during the week with the fire, and hacha derech mobusho bichol shavu rabbanan here as well. Hatam de bichol come to buy labish linenatzalinami sharule rabbanan. It means during the week I could wear as many layers. Let's say it's a cold day, I would put on layers of clothing. That's what they always talk about. Wear layers of clothing. So I'm putting on more clothing. So that's the way I would wear it during the week. That's the way I could do it here. Hacha, here by Shabbos, the Bechol Nami Zugachad in Tfei Lo. So here, and again, it's going to come out, the Tana Reb Meir holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. That's what you have to assume. That Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. So I only put on one pair of tefillin, and if I would put on more than one pair of tefillin, it could be bal tosif. I'm adding on to the mitzvah. He says, "Linin hatzalanami zugachad in tefelo." So I'm only going to put on one pair of tefillin, not more. Okay. So again, so the Gemara is just beginning to tease out the opinions, but the first opinion of the Mishnah says that I find the tefillin on the ground. Let's say there's five pairs of tefillin, so I put on one pair of tefillin, and I walk to the Rosh Hashanah, take it off, and I go again and go again and go again till I get everything removed. That's what the Mishnah says. So it's a Stam Mishnah. It doesn't say who it is, but a Stam Mishnah is like Reb Meir. So the Gemara says it doesn't seem to accord with the opinion of Reb Meir, because by Shabbos, when there's a fire, God forbid, in somebody's home, Reb Meir says, put on whatever you got, you know, five pairs of clothing, and walk out to the chatzer and take it off. And then if you want more, you put even more on. So it doesn't seem to shtimoy. So the Gemara says, no, it does, because over there, it's like the way you would dress during the week. And here, it's also the way you dress during the week. So during the week, a person, like if it's a cold winter day, you'd wear a couple of layers of clothing. So there, you're allowed to put it on. Here, also, it's tefillin. So how many pairs of tefillin do I put on during the week? One. And again, Ramir is going to hold, though we don't know this yet, that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. So if I put on more than one pair, it could be Baal Tosif. I'm adding on to a mitzvah. So it's only one pair, so that's what I could wear. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far?
Don't some Sephardim wear two pairs of tefillin every morning, one
okay.
at a time?
It's coming up. Yes, it's coming up. I think it's the Ben Ish Chai, not the typical Sephardim. You don't
right,
put on.
But would that count as you could wear two at once?
Let's wait till the end of the sugya. Wait till the end of the sugya. We're going to come to your point, okay? Just 1 minute. All right. Now, all right, any other questions? All right. Let's see. Now, all right. Let's see. Back in the Gemara. Okay. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shnaim. Rabbi Gamliel says a person can wear two pairs of tefillin and take them out two at a time. So Mike Savar, so what does Rabbi Gamliel hold? Ik Savar Shabbat Zman Tefillin Hu, if Rabbi Gamliel holds, again, there's a machloket, whether there is or is not a mitzvah to put on tefillin on Shabbat. We're using the idea that there is no mitzvah. Listen, you got to mute yourself again. Okay, 1 minute. Okay, everybody's muted. Okay, now, the we're used to the idea that Shabbos is not the Zman for tefillin, but then there are other Tanaim hold that Shabbos is the Zman tefillin, and that comes up later on in these Gemaras. All right, so let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, so Mike Saber, Ik Saber Shabbat Zman Tefillin Hu Zug Lechad in Tfei Lo. So then he should just hold like the Tanakama. He says, Ik Saber Shabbat Lav Zman Tefillin Hu. If he holds that Shabbos is not the Zman of Tefillin, he says, Mishum Hatzala Derech Malbush Sharulei Rabbanan. And he holds because of Hatzala, so to save the Tefillin, I could put it on like dress. When he says dress here, he really means a Tachshit. A Tachshit is an adornment. So I could wear the Tefillin like a type of adornment. It looks nice. I'm wearing a nice pair of tefillin. So they permitted it. I feel it's feinami. So then I should be able to put on even more pairs of tefillin. I think that's what somebody asked or people asked before, right? So now the Gemara has it. So the Gemara says the Olam Ksavar Shabbat Lav Zman Tefillin Hu. No, Rabbi Gamliel holds Shabbos is not the Zman Tefillin. V'chisha Rabbanan Leinin Hatzala Derech Malbush V'makom Tefillin. But they only permitted you to wear it in the place for the Tefillin. So the Gemara is assuming now the place for tefillin, I can only put one pair, one on my arm, one on my, I can't wear tefillin on my forearm, I can't wear tefillin, you know, on my finger, the batim. So there's one on the head, one on the leg. And I'm wearing it as a tachshit, so the tachshit belongs in its proper place. So it's that way. So ihachi zukechad nami in tefillo. So if that's the case, so you should only wear one pair of tefillin. Why does he say two pair of tefillin? So Amar Shubar Rav Yitzchak. Now, this is your point a little bit, Robert, will come. There's enough room on one's head to put on two pairs of tefillin. In other words, al pi halacha, in other words, there's enough space. Now, we say two pairs of tefillin, it doesn't mean like very big pairs of tefillin, like big bayit. But if you have a small bayit, there's enough space on the head to put on two pairs of tefillin and to both be on the right spot. And the shalyad also that way. And Robert, I'll come to you in a minute, but the idea is, I think, with the Ben Ish Chai, like, in other words, like the Mechaber brings down that, like, you have tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, right? Who is the parsha that are put in different places. So people hold, I should put on Rabbeinu Tam. So some Sephardim have two pairs of tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. That's, they're putting on both pairs to be sure that you don't see the mitzvah. Okay, I'll come to it, okay? So the Gemara says, Hanicha de Rosh. Okay, so the show Rosh, I understand. I have two pairs. There's enough space on the head for two. And I'm wearing it as a tachshit. And that looks nice. And I wear the tachshit where I would wear it. So Diad Ma'iklamimor. What about on the arm? So the Gemara is on this presumption that there's only a place on the arm for one. So the Gemara says, Kid Rav Huna, like, he'll be following like Rav Huna. Da'amar Rav Huna, Pamim Shadam Ba'amina Sadeh, B'chabilato Rosho. Sometimes at the end of the day, a person is coming from the field. He's a field hand, a farm worker, and he's got a package he wants to carry on his head. In those days, they would wear tefillin the whole day. So he's got a package he wants to put on his head. So the person, normally in the day, he'd take off his tefillin shel rosh and tie it to his arm. So he's got tefillin shel yad on the arm and tefillin shel rosh on the arm. So he's got two pairs of tefillin or two batim on his arm. So the Gemara thinks that that's the way Rabbi Gamaliel's figuring. So Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, but he's going to wear it as a tachshit. So on the head, he could put two, because that's the way there's enough space for two, so it's a tachshit there. On the shalyad, sometimes a person would put two, normally would put two there. So the Gemara says, Emar da'amar Rav Huna shloin ha'igben derech b'zayon. But that's just, when Rav Huna says that, that's just to avoid, like, disgracing the tefillin with a package. He says, Ra'ui mi'amar. He didn't say that's appropriate. I'm wearing a tachshit that I would wear it that way. So the Gemara says, Ela kadamar Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, makom miyish bro, shirul anich bo shtei tefillin. So just like Rav Shmuel Yitzchak says that there's enough space on the head to put two pairs of tefillin, hachanami makom yish biyad, shirul anich bo shtei tefillin. So too on the hand, on the arm, there's also enough space to put two pairs of tefillin. And let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. So Tanit Bei Menashe, Bryce was taught from the Beis Medrash of Menashe, Al Yadecha, we say in part in Kriyat Shema, you should tie it on your arms. Zo Kiboret. Kiboret is the biceps, that the tefillin shliyad goes on the bicep, on the where the muscle protrudes. He says, and again, the post can bring down, you have the is this the humerus, Michael? The upper bone, is that the humerus? Yeah. So you have the humerus, so it should be below the midway on the humerus. In other words, you have this bone that goes from your shoulder to your elbow, so there's a dotted line, you were an imaginary, at least according to most Rishonim. So you make a dotted line down the middle, and then it should be below that. According to the Grog, I think it could be anywhere, but it has to also be on the kiboret. The kiboret is the biceps. So he says, Beinei Necha Zu Kad Kod. So Beinei Necha doesn't mean between the eyes, it means Kad Kod on the head. He says, Heicha, so where on the head do the tefillin go? So Amri de Rebiana, this is the Beis Rebiana, Makom Shemocho Shaltina Grow Face. And Michael's going to help us out here, but there's a place where a child's head is soft. And I
think, Fontanelle.
Okay, then that's what Michael would usually say. But in other words, if you feel, you could feel along your forehead, like there's a sort of, it descends, it goes down a little bit. In other words, in other words, the Makom begins where the hairline is, then it goes back till the fontanelle that Fern was
it's
saying.
A little depression.
Yeah, you could feel it even on an adult. You could
it's
feel
a little depression.
Right, a little depression. Right. So when it says Admakom, it means that's where it's soft in the interior part, like an inch or two in. Right, Michael. That's where the child said it's soft. So that means that's the end. That's the place you don't want to put the tefillin. But up until there, you could put it. Okay, let's just summarize what we did so far. And we're not done. We're just getting into the sugya. But the So in the beginning of the Mishnah, we learned that a person finds tefillin on the ground on Shabbat, and he's concerned that tefillin are going to come to be Zion, like the dogs are going to eat it or something, or somebody's going to take it. So, and not treat it in a covetic way. So according to the Tanakhama, who we now know is Reb Meir, he says you could take one pair at a time, put them on, and walk home. And it comes out, Reb Meir holds Shabbos is man tefillin, that you're supposed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. So he'll put the tefillin on, it'll be mekayim mitzvah. He doesn't want to put on more than one pair of tefillin. It'll be like a bal tosif with just adding on to the mitzvah. And he'll do that. Let's say he finds three pairs of tefillin. He'll go back and forth three times. And Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you could put two pairs of tefillin on. And it comes out, we'll see the Rabbi Gamliel, we saw already, when Gamliel holds Shabbos is not the zman tefillin, but tefillin could be a takshit. It could be like an adornment. And therefore, but you, to be an adornment, I have to wear it in the place where tefillin normally worn. So why two? So the Gamaliel says that a person is enough makom on a person to wear two pairs of tefillin. So it could be a takshit. I'll have two of them. It'll be a nice takshit. And again, so with you, we were saying, so the Ben Ish Chai, so again, the Machaber says that a Yirei Shemayim should put on tefillin like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. There's a machloket where the order of the parshiot. There are four sections of the Torah that are in the tefillin, Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. This is a machlok between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what the order, how they're placed in the batim. So the Mechaber says Yirei Shemayim should put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. So among Ashkenazim, it's just basically Hasidim who put the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam on. But among Sephardim, so at least I think the Ben Ish Chai, they put it on at the same time. They put one pair and another pair, and then that's the way that goes. And I remember Dr. Schiffman said that to me once, that it was just Hasidim, that among Ashkenazim. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
What about Meir say women are obligated to put on tefillin?
So you have to wait. It's tomorrow's daf.
Okay.
All right. All right. Yeah, I actually, to make this a little...
This works out, Fern.
it definitely does. Anyway,
I know.
but I'll say this again. Wait till tomorrow's daf. Wait till tomorrow's daf. Okay. All right.
And then now, what do I ask in Lufton when I have my questions?
Right. I have to ask Ruth.
All right. Let's take a look. All right. Now,
oh, I get to see with the Parsha class. Uh-huh.
All right.
Learned
it early. All right. All right. Let me just, sorry about this. Okay. Now, let me just do the last few lines of the Gemara, and then we got to wrap it up. Okay. We're eight lines from the bottom. Okay. Now, we had again a machloket between Reb Meir and Rabbi Gamliel. Do I take one pair at a time or two pairs at a time? So we gave a sort of working teretz, but the Gemara wants to tease out what is the point of dispute between Reb Meir and Rabbi Gamliel. So Lema with Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Kamiflagi, should we? So the Gemara now seems to be chozer, like maybe everybody holds that Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, and maybe everybody holds that the Tefillin are just a Takshit, and maybe the point of dispute they have is in with Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, whether you have space for two pairs of Tefillin on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. He says the Tanakhama lately the Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Tanakhama i.e. Reb Meir, doesn't hold as two, so there's only one. I can only be attached in a normal place. And the other one holds Rabbi Gamliel, itle, the Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak. So Gemara says, lo, to kuleyame itlehu, the Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak. No, everybody holds from Rabbi Shmuel Barav Yitzchak. Everybody agrees that there's enough space on the head and the hand and the arm for two pairs of tefillin. Again, when two pairs of tefillin, I don't think means like the typical pair of tefillin that we wear today. It means like a very small pair of tefillin, a small batim. He says, v'hacha b'shabbat zman tefillin kamiflagi. You could say the machloket is whether Shabbos is man tefillin. He says the Tana Kama Savar Shabbos man tefillin who Tana Kama Reb Meir holds Shabbos is man tefillin. So I'm only going to put on one pair of tefillin. More than that would be Baal Tosif. Rabbi Gamliel Savar Shabbat lav man tefillin who Rabbi Gamliel holds no, it's not man tefillin, and so I can wear it as a tachshit, but a tachshit is only in the makom where it normally goes, and I can't fit more than two in the makom. The Ibai Dema, or else I could say, Kuliyama Shabbat is Zman Tefillin. Where else I could say maybe everybody holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. V'hacha, and here I'm going to use this, the second girsa that Rashi has. This is in the third very wide line in Rashi. He changes the girsa. He says, Tanakas or mitzvot ein srichot kavana. He says, V'hacha mitzvot srichot kavana kemiflagi. Tanakama savar mitzvot ein srichot kavana. So everybody holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, but this machloket, do mitzvahs require kavana or not? Let's say I do a mitzvah and I don't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. So do I fulfill the mitzvah or not? You know, so I put on a tefillah tefillin without any kavana. Do I fulfill the mitzvah or not? So the Tana Kama holds that according to Rashi, he says mitzvot ein srichot kavana. So mitzvahs don't require kavana. So once I put it on, I fulfill the mitzvah. So Mela, so I can't put on more than one pair of tefillin. Otherwise, I'm going to run afoul. I'll be Baal Tosef. He says, and then one second. He says, one sentence. In Srichot Kavana. He says, for Rabbi Gamliel Savar by Kavana. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, I have to have Kavana. So I'm not afraid of Baal Tosef, because he's not going to have kavana for a set to be yotzei the mitzvah with the second pair of tefillin. So the only thing I have to be worried about, you know, is it like in the place where we would normally go? So it should be a tashin. So that would be the second way to understand it. Okay, just give me one second. He says, if you look in Rashi, three lines from the bottom in Rashi, the very wide lines, Tanakama Sraimus ain't shrikot kavana, kuliyama tashin hain, hilka kemeli meipak yidei chobate, nafik blu kavana, lin batos of dami, afka blu machabim luhu, the mitzvah, Ikabal Tosif, Kevin Zman Tefillin Hu. So with the Tanakama, I have to worry, it doesn't require Kavana. So presto, I'll be over on Baal Tosif. I'll be adding on to the mitzvah. Let's have our Srichot Kavana. Let's say Yidei Chobot. Ilkach Baal Tosif, Nami Lawabar, Adam Machabin LeMitzvah. Okay, just two more and three lines, and I'll pause. He says, on the top line, on Sadi Vavam Nalef, Beibai Deima, or else I could say, Dekuliyama, let's say, Lobai Kavana. Or else I could say, everybody holds that you don't need kavana. Mitzvah don't need kavana. He says, "V'hacha la'avur mishum bal tosif kemiflagi." The Tana Kama savar la'avur mishum bal tosif lo bai kavana. In other words, there's a difference between having kavana to be yotze the mitzvah and having kavana for bal tosif. One minute, then. Give me 1 second. 1 minute. Right. In other words, according to the Tanakama, just like I can fulfill the mitzvah with no kavana, I can transgress with no kavana. In other words, Baal Tosef is a lav. So just like I could be yotzei a mitzvah with no kavana, I can transgress the lav with no kavana. So everything happens presto with the same thing. So if I put on two pairs of tefillin, so I'll be yotze the mitzvah and transgress the aveira at the same time. In other words, because I have a second pair of tefillin. So I can only put on one pair. But Rabbi Gamliel holds, Rabbi Gamliel said, Tanakam savar lavur mishum bal tosif lo bai kavana. Rabbi Gamliel savar lavur mishum bal tosif bai kavana. Rabbi Gamliel holds, yeah, no, to be yotze the mitzvah, I don't need kavana. But to be over the lav, for that, I have to have a kavana if I want to be over a bal tosif. So the idea is that If the only thing in play is the mitzvah, so then I all right, let me just go over. So and then all right, we only have 2 minutes left. Anyway, so the so we had a couple of ways to the Gemara has more to in tomorrow's daf. So I could say that the machloket is whether Shabbos is a Zman Tefillin or not. That's the easiest way. Remeir holds it's Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. It's only one pair. Ramiel also is not Zman Tefillin. So two pairs for a tachshit. Or else I could say everybody holds Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, but there's a machloket where the mitzvot srichot kavana. The Tanakama holds that mitzvot don't need kavana to be yotze. So since they don't need kavana to be yotze, I can only put on one pair of tefillin because otherwise I'll be over in Baal Tosef. And Rabbi Ramiel holds, no, mitzvot require kavana. So I'm not afraid of Baal Tosif, so I'll put on two because I have space for two. Or else I could say that everybody holds that again, working on the previous thing, that Shabbos is not the Zman for Tefillin, but the question is, with what kind of kavana do I need for Baal Tosif? So the Tana Kama holds, just like I don't need kavana to be over to the mitzvah, I don't need kavana to be over at Baal Tosif. So I can only put on one pair, otherwise I'll be over on Baal Tosif. And Rulila holds, I don't need kavana to be over to the mitzvah, but I do need specific kavana to be over Baal Tosif, so I can put on two pairs of tefillin, and by the second pair, I'm not going to have kavana to be over to Baal Tosif. But I can't put on more than two because I'm trying to, I want it to be a tachshit. Okay, we have just a little bit of time for some questions. Who's got questions on it, comments or thoughts?
What was the reason that they changed the rules so that you can't wear tefillin on Shabbos?
It's not they changed the rules. It's what is the Torah telling us to do? It says, "V'shamar tarachu kazot lamo adam yimim yimima." You should observe this chok. First of all, we don't know what chok is talking about. Is it talking about tefillin or is it talking about Korban Pesach? From days to day. So you'll see, it's coming up, I think, in tomorrow's daf. You'll see. So there's different ways to learn the psukim about whether Shabbos is or is not the Zman for tefillin. All right.
Yeah, but at some point, apparently it was, and now we're not supposed to.
No. It's like we've had this many times in Shas. You have machloket tanoim, you have a disagreement among the tanoim, and now, lahalacha, we hold like one side. So it's not the.
In other words, it didn't go from you could to you can't.
In other words, there were multiple opinions, but now we hold that Shabbos is not the Zman Tefillin. All right. Now, any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right. Let me end the recording. Oh, here we go. Okay.